For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Christian Nelson, and I'm here with today's devotional speaker, Philip Crane, the sports activities manager at BYU Idaho.
While reading through your talk at the beginning, I noticed you mentioned a lot about sports and how you love sports because they can be a learning tool for people. And I was just wondering what experiences you've had in the world of sports that relate to the gospel.
Well, the reason why I talk about sports is because that's what I do. I grew up playing sports my whole life. In high school, I was a four-sport letterman, so sports was a big part of my high school career. And then I went and played college baseball, and so it was a big part there. The reason why I compare sports and the gospel is because there's a lot of lessons that can be learned. I'm a firm believer that no matter what you like or what your interests are, you can relate it to the gospel. And I hope from this talk that people can get that, that even if they're not someone that likes sports, that they're able to relate the things that they do to the gospel. Sports are not inherently good or bad. It's how we use them. And just like anything else in life, it's not inherently good or bad. It's how we use them.
I like how you mentioned that it's not just sports, but everything can be related to the gospel. And that's something I think being at a university, a lot of students begin to notice, because as you take classes, you start to see connections between different subjects, whether it's world history, U.S. history, and how that plays with the gospel or things you learn in the Bible. It could be philosophy and how that relates to how certain things are written or interpreted in the Bible and the Book of Mormon. And so I like that, because education is kind of this one great whole. And so it makes sense that athletics would also be a portion of that as well. Is there a particular story or time or sports analogy that has stuck out to you?
Yeah, you know, I've had many. There's a handful of all the experiences that I've had that I can go back and look at. And are interesting, because some of them are really good things that happened, exciting things, and some of them are stuff that really happened that could have been devastating and were really hard at the time. And that's why I like sports, because it gives you the opportunity, like life, to deal with good times and bad times and how you deal with those. And so that's what I'm going to talk about. Whether you play sports or not, you should be able to relate it to the ups and downs that you have in life and how to keep going and how to get up and ultimately win the race of life that we're all trying to win.
And there was a quote that you mentioned from a talk by Elder Holland.
Yeah. Well, at the end of the of his talk, and he talks a lot about times and trouble, you know, how we deal with things and how we deal with adversity and stuff like that. But the thing that I really liked was at the end, he said, "You can change anything you want to change, and you can do it very fast. It takes exactly as long to repent as it takes you to say, 'I'll change,' and mean it." And I love that, because I think sometimes when people fall down or they stumble in the gospel or in life, you know, or school, sometimes they think they're lost and they don't know how to get back up. And they think that maybe they've done something that they can't get out of. And they feel like it's just not worth keep trying to repent. And I love this from Elder Holland, because if you really mean it, you can change right now. I mean, immediately. And he goes on to talk about Alma and the sons of Mosiah to give the example. And so to me, that's my favorite part of the whole talk, is that to give people hope that, hey, I can change.
So in your talk, there was also a big focus on a poem that you enjoyed called The Race.
The greatest thing from this that I took away was that there was a young boy that just wanted to win. And he wanted to win this race, and he wanted to make his dad proud. And in the course of that, he fell down. And, he got up, and he fell down again, and he got up again. But he thought about quitting, and what was the use? And I love that the thought kept coming to him, that his dad kept saying to get up and win the race. And when he finished, his dad was so proud of him. And even though the young boy was disappointed, his dad was proud of him, because to him, he had won. he had finished the race and he hadn't quit. And that's what I take from this. And hopefully I'll be able to, without reading the poem, help people understand what happens with it. Yeah.
Repentance is turning away, right? Changing ourselves. And like you said, like Elder Holland said, really meaning it. Part of that is putting up defenses against sin and things that might be counterintuitive towards the goal that we're trying to reach. And a lot of people describe that as putting on the armor of God, and you describe it like that as well. And so my question is, for our listeners, what is your recommendation? Like, what have you found in your life to be a spiritual strengthening that helps fortify against these things, the wiles of the world, basically?
Yeah, I think there's a few things that I personally, and this is, you know, there's so many principles of the gospel, and there's so many things that people talk about that we can use. But to me, there's just the basic fundamentals. I really like Thomas S. Monson talks about in his talk some things, and there's a quote about just the simple things, and I feel like it's got to be simple. So what I found in my life is prayer. You know, I found that personal prayer was the biggest thing for me. I pray in the morning, I pray at night, like most people do, but I pray in everything I do. When I was playing sports, I prayed all the time. I didn't pray that I would be the best or that we'd win, but I'd pray that I wouldn't get injured. I'd pray that that I could use the talents that the Lord gave me. I feel like that's important. And I feel like when I struggled, I had that personal relationship with my Heavenly Father that allowed me to pray to Him and to let Him know what I was struggling with, and to really ask for help. So prayer is at the top of the list, in my opinion. But I think there's some basic things that people should be doing. I mean, if they're not praying, if you're not going to church regularly, if you're not attending the temple regularly, those are things that you're taking off the whole armor of God. You're not having the protection that you need, because we're all going to be faced with challenges. And so we need the whole armor of God to be on us at all times in order to, you know, overcome the temptations, and not only the temptations, but just life itself. I mean, some people go through trials that aren't sin related, and we need the whole armor of God to help us in those instances as well.
I like how you mentioned the simplicity behind all of it. That always resonated with me, that the gospel is plain, right? And for some, you know, sometimes that's a criticism maybe for some, but there's a beauty in the plainness. It means it's easy to understand, it's easy to approach, and it makes sense simply. And I like that you point that out, that putting on the armor of God and doing these things that strengthen us can also just be a simple thing like prayer that fortifies us against the rest of the day, right? The things that we may encounter throughout the day.
Like I said before, we all have different challenges. You know, we have a personal race. Our race is personal to us. You know, we're not racing against anyone else. We're racing against ourselves. And no matter what, you know, when I got my patriarchal blessing, it talked about that my life would be a lot like the waves of the sea. And that, which means there's going to be a lot of ups and downs. And being able to deal with those downs are just as important as riding the waves when things are good. So I hope people take away from this that everybody falls, everybody struggles, but don't give up. Don't give up. Get up and win the race. And know that there's others like you that have dealt with the same things, and use those people as a strength. And above all, just don't give up. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on God. Get up and win the race.
That was an interview with today's devotional speaker, Philip Crane. He's the sports activities manager at BYU Idaho. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Christian Nelson.